ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so my first question, how long have you lived, worked, or participated in the Southeast community, and what would you describe as your primary connection or connections to the community?
Well, I was born, when I was born in 1952, okay. My family was already here, and I was the fifth of six kids, and so my mom and dad had rented in Southeast. They came in the 30s.
Right.
And then they bought a house in 47, and then I was born in 52.
Gotcha.
But then I went to the schools, Jamison, Jackson, and then Jefferson, of course, was then. And I left Southeast and went to Badestock County on a mountain for 6 years, and then I moved back. And then just within the last 5 years, I bought another house on 8th Street in Southeast.
Gotcha.
And I didn't. I just feel comfortable in the Southeast area.
Of course.
I lived in Raleigh Court area, and you know, and it was different, but Southeast is home.
Gotcha. You know. Yeah. So is the house or building still standing and still in use?
Yeah, it's still standing. I haven't moved everything out of it yet to the new one on 8th Street.
Yeah, which,
but I bought this house and totally rehabbed and back in there.
Gotcha. If you were going to celebrate places or sites in Southeast, what would they be?
To celebrate or to celebrate?
I guess, I think it means to, like, if you were to, like, honor something or like a physical place or like a community space, what would you choose?
Well, Southeast, all of us, Southeast was the backbone of Roanoke.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, this is where all the workers were living, not the executives and all. This is where, but you know, people grew up, you know, I mean, like I said, all of us, there were groups that went to Jamison, Jackson, and Jefferson, you know, all the elementary, middle, and well, junior high, and all that. And I loved the school system. I liked that part. The one across the street here, which was named Stonewall Jackson, they just recently went through a name change because of the proper protocol, you know.
Yes, of course.
So they named it John Fishwick, who was president of the N&W Railroad.
Gotcha, yes.
Right?
Yes.
But he was raised in Southeast, so that's where his name from.
Yeah,
of course. You know, the old city cemetery is loaded with history over on Tassel Avenue.
Yes, it definitely looks like it is. I've seen it.
Oh, it is. That's Patrick Henry's granddaughter is buried there.
Oh, really?
And the first murdered victim in Roanoke, Lizzie Wilson, she's buried in there.
Oh, interesting.
And I love that history part of the city, you know, all of the city. And that cemetery was fascinating to me. I found one gravestone that it was all in German, and I couldn't read it. So I wrote it all down and had one of the German teachers at Fleming decipher, you know, for me. So, you know, so there's a lot of historical things, but the city doesn't do a lot. You know, it went through a lot of changes, you know, over the years, and good or bad, it's what it is, and you know, you make your home where you where you feel comfortable, and you know, I feel comfortable in Southeast.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, so
there you go. So what are the sites of peace, happiness, or pride for you in this neighborhood right now, or in the past, I guess, too? Yeah.
Like there's Waverly section, and that's Waverly Baptist Church is down in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's always, but it's called Kenwood Boulevard, and but there was no plantation there, so I never saw it myself, but there was a Waverly plantation.
Okay.
And I don't know who the Kenwoods are or if it was Kenwood and a Waverly plantation, but but the historical part fascinates me. The little mom and pop stores that they used to have on every corner, you know, grocery stores, you know, and there's like 9 or 10 of them just around here, you know, and they, how would a grocery store, you know, support two owners plus a butcher and delivery man and bagger, you know, they you know, and the barber shops. But see, they've torn down so much, you know.
Absolutely.
And widened roads and and all that. I can't. I'm just proud that it's still standing.
Yes,
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
know.
Of course.
But I don't know of anything, you know, outstanding, you know, for me. Just in general, you know, the history that I have in my head.
Yes.
We used to have a drive-in theater over in Riverdale, you know, and that, it was called the Riverdale Theater, drive-in theater. And a group of us kids just go over and turn up the speakers.
Yes.
And we could sit in a friend's backyard and listen.
Yeah.
And see what's going on.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But, you know, that's
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the monument that's in Elmwood Park, that it's the mayor's monument, and that used to sit up on a hill overlooking the N&W on one side and the city cemetery on the other side, and it has the mayor, the names of all of the mayors from Roanoke. And that, you know, I don't know that I did it, but I did send in a request to have that moved from up on Church Avenue to Elmwood Park, and it was done.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Yeah.
But I don't know that it was me. But,
yeah, I mean, maybe a couple other people felt the same.
But it was, you know, because I knew it needed to be somewhere people could see it.
Yeah.
Of course, they haven't updated it.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, that's, you know, just, that's memories. That's, I love Roanoke. I love Roanoke history. You know, I do. You know, my mother was a laundry worker. My father was a mechanic. You know, the viscose, I don't know, or the silk mill, they used to call it, but it came in 1917.
Right.
And like I said, they used to bring all of the women from Floyd and and all this, you know, down to work. And the dormitory that was there, it was huge in the city, tore it down.
Yeah.
You know? And why? And then they turned their lot back there into... they call it Morningside Park.
Gotcha.
So, but this Belmont, you know, we have the church at Belmont Presbyterian, Belmont Baptist, Belmont Methodist, Belmont Christian.
Yes, I noticed a lot of Belmonts.
Belmonts, yeah. And that's this area, you know, around here. Morningside area is where I am, which is farther on up 9th Street. And, you know, I didn't mean, you know, the Parks and Rec used to own the big mansion here in what was Jackson Park, and now it's back to Belmont Park. But it's called Buena Vista, and they used to, Parks and Rec used to have, and we would walk up from elementary school up, and you'd have music lessons, dance lessons. They had teachers that came, and they used to have a big, recitals and all this, or competition and big shows, you know, from all around the city used to get together. And then they pulled that, you know, so the kids don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
So it's the city's fault.
Yes, I mean, I agree. I am in public health, and like that's a big part of like structural everything. So yes, absolutely, I agree.
And, you know, the city gave them permission. You know, they sold the American Theater, which was five stories high.
Oh.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Marie Dressler, Charlie Chaplin, all of them performed.
Yeah.
And the Jefferson Theater was the same way, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, they just tore them down.
Interesting.
You know, of course, we have no movie theaters downtown. At one time, there were five or six. The grocery stores downtown, I mean, the shops and everything, of course, they left downtown, like all over the United States, but... public transportation has changed a lot, and I think that hurt a lot of people with work, you know, because sometimes, you know, you'll have a bus on 9th Street, but some of these people live four, five, or six blocks that way.
Of course.
And they have to walk over here to catch the bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hard. We used to have buses everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So.
Interesting.
Anyway, it was... Southeast was, and it still is. It's okay. It was nothing. I don't think we any of us bragged about it. You know, we just lived our everyday life. We didn't think about it.
Yeah. So, well, you don't know until it happens, until the change happens. So.
Yeah. Well, I think the changes, you know, think of my grandparents, the changes. They were born in 1880 and 1890.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
And they saw electricity come in.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They saw automobiles come in. Yeah. They saw television come in. They saw radio come in before that. And they saw, you know, they went through so many changes.
Yeah, that's a lot of change.
You know, and then, I mean, they were big changes.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we went to the moon, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, from horse and buggy, you know, in less than 100 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those smarts came from Southeast Rome.
There you go. Yes, sure.
Well, I hope I help.
Yes, absolutely.
I get started and I can't.
Oh, no. I love listening, so this is very good for me.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
Okay. I appreciate your time. That's all I have.
You're more than welcome. I hope it worked out well.
I think you're great. Thank you.